The offices of Modern Mechanical Fab take up 20,000 square feet of an old factory in Champlain. 5 fabricators cut, weld, and grind metal here. From scratch, they build industrial staircases, giant stainless steel logos, and special kitchen equipment. Their creations are all over North America, from Vancouver to California to Texas. But at its core, this is a family business. John Trombley says it all started about 40-odd years ago, out of necessity.
I think it was part of growing up on a farm. I grew up in a small dairy farm. You know, you kind of have to repair your own equipment. So it was just my father and my 2 brothers. And so I guess I took a liking to welding metal together.
John studied welding at BOCES, now CV Tech, then went to pipe welding school in Oklahoma. He worked in pipe welding for nearly a decade, but over time realized what he really liked was making things.
The welding is a great craft, but the insulators come along and cover all your work, so there's nothing there left to see. I think I get more satisfaction from creating stuff now.
Heather Trombley had a front row seat for that shift. She and John have known each other since middle school.
We went to school together, we graduated together.
We've known each other since sixth grade.
We didn't date until after.
They reconnected and got married after John returned from Oklahoma. In the mid-90s, they decided to start their own metal fabrication shop. Heather is the owner, making them a rare woman-owned business in the world of metalworking. She runs the office.
Invoicing, accounts receivable, accounts payable, taxes, HR.
Heather and John built their whole business around one big lucrative partnership, making equipment for now-closed Wyeth Pharmaceuticals and Rouse's Point.
And I always knew in the back of my mind that I was riding a wave because, you have all your apples in one basket. Well, I do, but I have no time for other apples. They were my main customer. I mean, everything I did was for them, and I would say 90%.
But then, in the mid-2000s, Wyeth announced that they were closing. The work dried up. John says he didn't know what to do.
I mean, I can remember walking through my shop, looking at all the equipment, trying to figure out what I was going to sell and what I was going to keep for myself, because I couldn't see us making it.
The Trombleys had a decision to make. Throw in the towel or seriously recalibrate. They ended up working with a firm to totally rethink their business.
There was one person that stayed right in our office for a month, I think it was. And he just showed us how to estimate. He showed us how to make a profit and showed us how to cold call. And this is all stuff that I knew nothing about. I mean, I was born on a...
There weren't computers. There were typewriters, so...
It was a bit like taking a crash business course.
That's when we started doing cold calls, trying to get your foot in the door somewheres, which isn't fun. It's your turn today to call. I did it yesterday, but that's what we did, and a lot of mailings.
They were also buying new equipment and technology. It was a risk, spending money so that they could potentially make money down the line.
It was a huge investment for us. I don't know how we did
it.
It cost us over $70,000 in the end, but we're still here. You know, and we've been profitable, and we've expanded, and we've bought more machines, and we've done this without that main customer.
Now they have over 80 customers. And while the work isn't always steady, it is diverse and ever-changing. They've developed a reputation for being the place companies can go to solve physical problems that don't have pre-made solutions. Take a yogurt company looking for a safe way to unload their milk trucks.
So we designed a platform that allowed the guys that were unloading the milk truck to go out onto the top of the truck and have a safety cage around them.
Their newest machinery works almost like 3D printing with water jets. That's where their 32-year-old son Brandon comes in. He studied CAD, computer-assisted drawing, at CV Tech, and was really into machines and design work. John says Brandon wasn't so sure there would be space for him at the company.
He didn't feel he had anything to offer because he wasn't a welder, but I kind of told him different, and he brought something else to the table that I haven't been involved in.
Because of Brandon, they use 3D modeling, can make parts they used to buy, and now use computer-controlled water jets, strong enough to cut through metal like butter. They sound like this. John and Heather say this kind of technology makes their business more adaptable and flexible.
You know, we never know what our projects are coming up. We don't have a product that we build all the time. So it's either feast or famine.
Right now, their main customers are pharmaceutical companies and beer brewing operations. And this summer has been more feast than famine. For North Country Public Radio's North Country Work Project, I'm Amy Fireisel.